From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting another missile test launch from North Korea has sparked outrage from some in the international community, as well as a show of military might. Saturday, the U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula Saturday, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. The U.S. Pacific Command acknowledged that this was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on both July 3rd and July 28th. Also Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump again criticized China for failing to stop North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Mr. Trump's remarks echoed those made by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who released a statement that blamed both China and Russia for North Korea's continued violations of UN Security Council resolutions. Venezuelans go to the polls this Sunday for a controversial vote called by President Nicolas Maduro. Voters are to cast ballots for a constituent assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. Critics assert that only Maduro supporters are candidates and that they could revise the constitution to keep him in office indefinitely. The political opposition is urging a boycott of the vote, which leaves only supporters of the president to cast the ballots. The opposition says the vote is fraudulent and has called for demonstrations. Protests early in the week gave way to a tense calm on Friday and Saturday after Maduro banned public demonstrations through next Tuesday. He said anyone defying the ban risked up to 10 years in prison. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia said a car bomb blast in the capital Sunday killed six, and the number of fatalities is likely to rise. At least 13 other people were injured in that explosion in Mogadishu. Officials say the busy road was the site of the blast. The target and motive of the explosion were not immediately clear. Al-Shabaab militants frequently carry out deadly bombings in the capital. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says police prevented a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft. Investigators say they have information the plan to blow up an aircraft involved the use of an improvised device. Four men have been detained following raids across Sydney Saturday by heavily armed police and members of Australia's domestic spy agency. A woman who said her son and husband were among those arrested has denied they had any ties to extremism. Turnbull says this is what appears to be an elaborate conspiracy.
We have the finest security, police, intelligence services in the world. The major counterterrorism operation which has occurred is an example of the way in which terrorist plots are uncovered and disrupted due to the extraordinary intelligence services we have and the fine cooperation they have with our police and security agencies.
Since 2014, 70 people have been charged as a result of more than 30 counterterrorism raids across the country. Apple Inc. has confirmed that it is removing some applications providing virtual personal networks or VPNs from its China App Store to comply with new Chinese regulations. This is a move critics say is capitulating to internet censorship. Apple confirmed the move in an email to National Public Radio Saturday after several VPN providers announced that their apps had been removed from the China App Store. Software made outside China can sometimes be used to get around China's domestic internet firewalls that block content that government finds objectionable. Critics call China's Great Firewall one of the world's most advanced censorship systems. Seven Turkish journalists were freed from prison after 9 months Saturday, but they expressed sorrow that four of their colleagues are still detained on charges of aiding terror groups. The staff members, a Turkish opposition newspaper, were released from the jail in the outskirts of Istanbul Saturday. They must still stand trial at the next hearing scheduled for September 11th if convicted. They face terms of up to 43 years in prison. The journalists are charged with using their news coverage to support three groups Turkey considers terrorist organizations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.